on the first day of training camp, here are today's top three at TC. Number one, Clay Matthews is back.
Yeah, he missed all of the off-season program, all of the OTAs, was resting, rehabbing that thumb. The thing that was neat to see today, Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers on the field together for the first time. Tremont Williams, after practice, said, "Hey, that's a dream come true for a guy in the secondary to see a couple of pass rushers like that up in front of him." So this defense is excited to have those two guys on the field together.
Number two, Jordy Nelson is signed.
Well, I tell you what, the Packers had talked about obviously wanting Jordy Nelson in the fold. Who wouldn't want him in the fold? It's not an easy thing to get done. Jordy said after practice, "Hey, it's a business thing. It takes a while. I know there was some anxiousness, you know, anxiety amongst the fans, but boy, he signed that deal this morning before practice and went out there and had one heck of a day. I mean, there was a sideline throw from Rodgers right between two defenders, and Nelson snagged it. A crossing route over the middle, he made a great play. Then he beat a cornerback deep for a long touchdown from Rodgers that really got the crowd going. You couldn't ask for a better first day for Jordy Nelson.
So what does this mean now for Randall Cobb? Is he next?
You got to believe so, right? I mean, he's younger than Jordy. I mean,
you know,
when Nelson got his second contract earlier in his career, it was signed for a few years with the idea that he'd become a free agent again, which is the stage we got to now. Maybe the same thing is, you know, in line now for Randall Cobb. They might take the same approach.
And I think he's going to have a huge year. So I think sooner might be better.
might be better than later.
And number three, Mike, what's up with Nick Perry?
Well, Mike McCarthy said after practice that Perry's still dealing with the foot and knee issues that he was dealing with last season, and he's not practicing. I think it's an indication that Perry, maybe you wonder if he even should have been suited up for the playoff game at the end of last season. Yeah. If he's not able to practice right now, just goes to show how desperate the Packers were, I think, to get the bodies, the playmakers on the field down the stretch last season. But Perry's not the only guy who's out. Mike Neal is also out right now. LaTroy Guyon has a hamstring injury. Jeff Janis, the rookie wide receiver's out with an illness. So a few guys missing time, but Mike McCarthy did say that he thought Perry and Neal were close. Guyon with a hamstring, you never know. And Jarrell Worthy, who's dealing with a lower back thing, is a little bit longer term.
And when Nick Perry does return to practice, you know what one of the top three in TC that day will be, right?
Well, yeah, it'll be...
Where does he play?
Right? He needs to find a spot.
We'll do it again tomorrow.